listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Child's Play. How young is too young for a martial brain? Or,
Margaret, he's going for the children!
By far the most frequently asked question I get from prospective customers is, what is the youngest age you will teach? I nearly always cringe and roll my eyes, at least figuratively in the privacy of my brain, when asked this question. Assuming that the child in question is as young as 3 to 5, which is usually the case, this question causes a number of emotions to well up in my imperfect human brain. First, frustration that I'm talking to a live, interested prospective customer who called me, giving me a chance to pitch them with my sales spiel. But because of the nature of the very first words out of their mouth, I will almost surely not get a customer out of this exchange. The second emotion is outrage at a commercial martial arts industry with way too many schools that take advantage of well-meaning parents like the one on the phone or in my office. The third emotion is concern that the parent I have on the phone or in my office right now be better informed about the pitfalls of shopping for martial arts classes for their little dragons. Let's back up for a moment. There are a number of martial arts business consulting companies that make it their business to try to help you improve the bottom line of your commercial martial arts academy. The first piece of advice I'm usually given by many such companies is to raise my prices. The second is to bind my customers to long-term contracts. And the third is to focus the majority of my time, effort, and attention to the marketing, scheduling, logistics, and teaching of children's classes. Now, I freely admit to not having followed any of this advice, and possibly as a result, I don't make a lot of money teaching the martial arts. It does seem that parents of young children are by far the largest demographic likely to possess the necessary disposable income and the willingness to spend it towards long-term commitment to martial arts classes. As a result, it's not uncommon for the student population of a martial arts academy to be 70% or more children. There's a lot of money to be made teaching the martial arts to kids. That's good to know for any martial arts business person. But anytime there's a market for legitimate income, there's also a darker market for those who engage in fraud and abuse. An ever-growing fraction of these young martial arts students fall into the very young category of 3 to 5 years old. Classes aimed specifically at this age group are a relatively recent but growing trend in the martial arts industry. Now, I want to tread carefully here. I'm sure that there are plenty of instructors out there doing great work with very young students. But I'm equally sure that there are also plenty of classes aimed at 3 to 5 year olds that in reality are nothing more than very expensive daycare. Which would be fine if it were advertised as such. In my opinion, parents of kids in this age group are especially vulnerable to being at least exploited, if not scammed outright. What loving parent who sees the amazing growing potential of their child doesn't want to hear that little Zach or Molly is ready to get started on the fast track to black belt? What mom or dad wouldn't glow with pride at seeing their son or daughter in their cute little uniform, standing at attention, and assertively saying, yes, sir, or no, ma'am? These elements of martial arts cultural window dressing are like parent candy. They can help to draw the parents' attention away from the fact that many martial arts classes for very young children are heavy on the parent candy and very light on the actual instruction of self-defense skills. But, despite some attractive claims and lots of parent candy, are martial arts group classes for very young children productive enough to justify the cost? Is the child who begins his or her martial arts education in a group setting at 3 to 5 really significantly better able to defend himself or herself by the age of 16 than the child who starts at 7? Enough better to justify the cost in money and time? Research into the cognitive abilities and attention span of young children has shown interesting results. There is a big difference between the attention span and cognitive abilities of 5-year-olds and 7-year-olds, as most parents could tell you. But that difference pales in comparison with the huge gulf between the capabilities of 3- and 5-year-olds. Abstract concepts like training now to better be able to defend yourself in the future are beyond the cognitive abilities of the vast majority of 3-year-olds. As a result, it can be difficult to come up with a curriculum to effectively educate 3-year-olds in a group class setting, which also challenges 5-year-olds. When measuring attention span, motivation is a large factor. In other words, how long does a child maintain focus on an activity they are enjoying versus how long they do so with an activity they find tedious? The younger the child, the more sharp the drop-off in attention span when performing tasks that they find to be boring. I find that frequently it's the case that parents vastly overestimate the amount of motivation that their child has to engage in long-term martial arts training. Little Johnny may seem motivated when romping around the house pretending to be Raphael of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but will that motivation still be there when he is asked to perform tasks that he will probably find less fun, maybe even boring? I sometimes draw an analogy to music lessons to illustrate this point. Most kids would love to be able to simply pick up a musical instrument and begin playing beautiful or rousing music. But would that love of music extend to the point where the child would tolerate the boredom of playing scales and other repetitive musical drills that aren't as fun? Or would he or she drop the instrument like a hot potato and wander off in search of something more fun? In some cases, the parents are perfectly aware that their child is not strongly motivated, but still think that martial arts classes would be valuable, and as a result, force the child to attend the classes. While this strategy may work with a 9-year-old, at least up to a barely tolerable point, it is seriously flawed when employed with a 3- to 5-year-old. Part of the motivation problem can be handled by devising drills and exercises that are less repetitive, and thus, hopefully, less boring. In the martial arts industry, these types of drills are frequently referred to as games, in order to more easily market them. That's a great idea, and it works. But it works far better in a group setting over the long term with children of age 7 or older. Training with games can be effective with 3- to 5-year-olds, but only if the training sessions are very short, much shorter than the half-hour length that is standard in the industry for classes for the very young. This is better done at home with the child by a parent or other family member. It's very easy to burn out young children with too much drilling. Any parent can tell you about the piles of toys that their child hardly plays with anymore, despite the fact that each one delighted the child when they first got it. Imagine forcing a child to continue playing with a toy that now bores him or her. In a similar vein, even the best designed games don't work well once the novelty wears off. I have found that once a child is as old as 7, it is much easier for them to intellectually grasp the value of repetitive training, especially when they see other kids progressing around them. But at 3, a child is only a year or so out of diapers. A concept like delayed gratification is beyond the vast majority of 5-year-olds, and is far beyond the human brain at the age of 3. Despite the occasional flashes of potential you probably see in your 3- to 5-year-old, they are, in my opinion, not yet ready to turn that flash into a sustained burn. Another factor in attention span is adult supervision. Of course, any children's class is going to have at least one adult supervising. But when it comes to keeping the child on task while practicing a technique or exercise, a young child does much better when an adult is directly supervising just him or her. This is the reason that I keep emphasizing the weakness of teaching very young children in a group setting. In my opinion, effectively teaching the martial arts to very young children is extremely labor-intensive. Much of the financial luster to the martial arts business person of offering very young children's classes is going to rapidly wear off if they find it necessary to employ a large staff to improve the adult-to-child ratio. One way many academies handle this problem is by having all but one of the children sit quietly and watch while the teacher actively works with the remaining one child, rotating through each student this way, one at a time, for very short intervals. But I ask you, is this format really a group class? Or is it a 2-minute private lesson with one student while simultaneously babysitting the rest of the students? One trick, and another example of parent candy sometimes used in this setting, is to admonish the sitting children to, quote, sit quietly like black belts, unquote. Another potential pitfall of teaching the martial arts to very young children is the very real challenge of getting them to grasp the importance of understanding the implications of using physical force against another human being. Can the average 3-year-old really grasp the difference between what he or she sees on television and real-world violence, and what real violence can do? As an example, let's cover how I teach children. The children's classes at my academy are 45 minutes or an hour in length. I encourage parents to wait until the children are at least 7 years old. If their child is younger and the parent is impatient, I encourage the parent to come in and let me teach them the drills so they can do them at home with their children in realistic time frames, like 3 minutes at a time, as often or as seldom as is practical, giving their child a real head start on the older kids. For more than 95% of the time in my children's class, all of the kids are actively training or partnered with someone who is training. I teach 2/3 of these classes myself. I encourage parents to attend the class free of charge so they can learn how to do the drills at home with their children. So if you insist on shopping for martial arts classes for your 3- to 5-year-old, here are some things that I think you should carefully check. What do the classes cost? What is the age and experience level of the teacher? What is the length of a single session? What is a typical class size? What is the ratio of grown-ups to students? How much of the class time is spent actually training, and how much of it is sitting and watching? Are the skills being practiced really relevant to self-defense? Are the skills that are being taught simple enough for 3-year-olds to grasp, and yet not a poor use of time for more advanced 5-year-olds? Are parents allowed or encouraged to participate in the class? I hope these questions and my other remarks leave you better armed with information. Shop around, and shop wisely. Be careful not to be drawn in by parent candy as a backdrop for expensive daycare. Anyway, that's what I think, but I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about The Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.